Today, March 19th, is a great feast day here in the Catholic Church. It is the feast day of St. Joseph. In fact, the entire month of March is dedicated to St. Joseph. As you know, every month has a particular theme. May is our Blessed Mother. October is the Holy Rosary. March is the month of St. Joseph. So today, we reflect for a few moments on St. Joseph and try to develop a true relationship with St. Joseph. We have Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, Mary as our spiritual mother, but we need St. Joseph as our true spiritual father. St. Joseph has been called the world's greatest father. Out of all mankind, he was the one that God chose to raise his only begotten Son. He is the virginal spouse of Mary and the foster father of the Son of God. St. Joseph in Scripture is called the just man, which refers to his holiness, his virtue, his integrity. Next to Our Lady, he's considered the greatest saint, next to our Blessed Mother. So he's very powerful intercession. St. Teresa of Avila always said, when you have difficulties, go to Joseph. And he is that great protector and provider. He's a patron saint of the universal church, not only the protector of Christ, but the guardian and protector of the entire church. We see in his life also this incredible obedience to the will of God. Once he knew what God wanted, he completely and obediently accepted God's will. He would become the great role model for Christ, his true foster father, his true father in every way except biologically. He was the one who taught the Lord, who had the privilege of naming him and raised him. So what an incredible man this saint must be. He's also been called the saint of silence because there's no recorded words of St. Joseph in Scripture. And that reflects on the fact that he is a man of deep prayer, that he was a man of a strong interior life. So he's all the patron saint of all husbands and fathers. He had many challenges in his life. He had financial difficulties. He had to flee into Egypt to escape King Herod. He was the protector of Christ and our Blessed Mother, the head of the Holy Family. He's also the patron saint of all carpenters and workers, all manual laborers. He's a patron saint of a happy death, because he died in the arms of Jesus and Mary. So for role models, as husbands and fathers, you cannot have a better example than St. Joseph, the head of the Holy Family. So he continues to be a powerful intercessor for the church, just as he took care of the body of Christ on earth, so he now takes care of the mystical body of Christ on earth, which is the Catholic Church. He's also very good about helping to sell houses, right? I guess all of you know about that. And he was Mary's helper in God's plan of salvation. So entrust your family to St. Joseph. And he is the provider, the protector, and the guardian. So he's certainly a wonderful saint. So we shouldn't just have devotion to St. Joseph. We need to have a true relationship with St. Joseph. And in the litany of St. Joseph, we hear some of his beautiful titles. That he is, his greatest title, the foster father of the Son of God, the spouse of the Mother of God, the chaste guardian of the Virgin, the protector of Christ, the head of the Holy Family. He is considered Joseph most just and chaste and prudent and strong and obedient and faithful. He is the mirror of patience, the lover of poverty, the glory of home life, the guardian of virgins, the pillar of families, comforter of the afflicted, hope of the sick, patron of the dying, the terror of demons, and protector of Holy Mother Church. So we pray today, St. Joseph, pray for us. I'll give you a blessing now with a relic of St. Joseph. As you know, there are no first-class relics of St. Joseph because his body has disappeared after after his death. Nobody knows where Joseph is buried. No one has ever claimed of any first-class relics of St. Joseph. But there are relics from the Vatican that were touched to items that say they come from St. Joseph. So through the intercession of St. Joseph, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.